prior to the signature of the FARC agreement, which emerged strengthened from this, has allowed more than 8.6 million Colombians, including those abroad, to be recognized as victims of the armed conflict. They have found in the victims' law and the land restitution law a real opportunity to have their rights reestablished, integral reparation, both individually and collectively. And it covers measures of satisfaction, rehabilitation, compensation, restitution, and guarantees of non-repetition, all of them with a differential and gender approach. As part of measures of satisfaction, we have been complying with the need to recognize their suffering, the issue of dignity, and rejecting the facts of violence against them. We have a National Day of Memory and Solidarity with Victims. It is held every 9th of April. We also have a National Day for the Dignity of Women who have been victims of sexual violence as part of the armed conflict. That's held on the 25th of May. We've also supported many local initiatives for memory and supported thousands of victims in acts of recognition of responsibility, and where pardon has been asked for, offered by the people who perpetrated these crimes. 3 million victims have been recognized under one of these measures of rehabilitation, also psychosocial compensation or projects that can be income generating. Colombia is a country which has provided reparation for victims, the greatest in the world, in fact. We recognize that one of the challenges is to make progress in collective reparation for more than 600 ethnic, peasant, and social organizations, communities. 89% of the victims are displaced. Virtually 4 million of them have received from the state humanitarian assistance and aid. 500,000 have got beyond their state of vulnerability, and 67,000 homes have been able to be replaced or go back to their original homes. Over the last 4 years, we've reduced by 32% the number of displaced persons. However, the state recognizes that we are still registering displacement in some regions of the country. It's the product of the actions of illegal groups. They're displaced, and we are trying to provide them with humanitarian care. Our challenge is to provide reparation for all victims, building paths of understanding, pardon and reconciliation, so we never have to go through what we went through for more than 53 years, and that there will never be another victim. And I myself, as a victim, and I know what this painful conflict is, I myself am convinced that this is possible. I'd now like to give the floor to the delegate from the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural